InvestEZI launches new heritage policy. Guyana signs 6 new air service agreements. Arrest warrant issued for co-owner of Miss Universe organization. We have the latest in sports and the weather forecast. It's all coming up right here, right now. Well, listeners, this is the last newscast for the week, as tomorrow is a holiday. It's our observance of Thanksgiving. Thanks for tuning into RTC 89.1 FM. It's Thursday, November 27th, 2025. I'm Zoya Fassler. The governor's office is pleased to announce that the deadline for submitting nominations for the 2027 New Year honors has been extended, with the final deadline now set for Friday, the 5th of December at 4 p.m. The honor system offers the people of the Turks and Caicos Islands a meaningful opportunity to highlight individuals who have made extraordinary contributions to life across our islands. These awards recognize teachers, nurses, cultural leaders, civil servants, volunteers, faith leaders, youth mentors, emergency responders, community organizers, and many others whose dedication strengthens our society. British honors acknowledge individuals who have shown exceptional service, outstanding achievement, or sustained commitment to their community or profession. This is your chance to ensure that those who consistently go above and beyond are acknowledged on a national and international stage. Anyone can put forward a nomination, and the process is open to all sectors of society. To nominate someone, simply complete the official nomination form, which is available at https://www.gov.uk/honors. Completed forms for consideration by the TCI Honors Committee, chaired by Her Excellency the Governor, should be submitted by 4 p.m. on the 5th of December. You can use any of the following methods to drop off your nomination or send it in: email governor@gov.tc, in person, Grand Turk or Providenciales, deliver a sealed envelope addressed to the Honors Liaison Officer at the Governor's Office, Outer Islands, Middle Caicos, North Caicos, Salt Key, and South Caicos, submit a sealed envelope addressed to the Honors Liaison Officer via your District Commissioner. Now, Invest Turks and Caicos has released a new policy, the Heritage Turks and Caicos Islander Investment Incentive Policy, which aims to promote justice, equality, and opportunity by creating a space for Heritage Turks and Caicos Islanders to gain a competitive advantage within defined investment ranges. This initiative empowers locals to develop, produce, and supply targeted goods and services that meet the growing demands of the market. Danae Denny has more in this report.
InvestTCI has officially launched the Heritage Turks and Caicos Islander Investment Incentive Policy, HTCIP, a new initiative aimed at expanding local ownership and diversifying investment throughout the islands. The policy was unveiled at InvestTCI's signature breakfast and business event held on Monday, November 17th at the Shore Club. The forum brought together senior government officials, cabinet members, and private sector leaders for a detailed look and how the HTCIP is expected to reshape the country's investment landscape. Among those present were Premier Honorable Charles Washington Mizik, Deputy Governor Her Excellency Anya Williams, Deputy Premier and Minister responsible for Immigration and Border Force Honorable Jamel Robinson, along with other members of Cabinet. In his remarks, Premier Mizik emphasized the importance of inclusive growth and innovation to national development, noting that the new policy offers significant investment incentives for Heritage Turks and Caicos Islanders. InvestTCI CEO Angela Musgrove presented an overview of the policy, highlighting the need to expand local participation in major investments. While foreign direct investment accounts for more than 80% of private sector inflows, she noted that local ownership in large-scale projects remains low. The HTCIP aims to bridge that gap by offering competitive incentives to encourage greater participation from Heritage Turks and Caicos Islanders. Key benefits of the policy include 100% import duty concessions on development materials, a 50% reduction in duties on property acquisitions, and a streamlined 12-week approval process. Musgrove added that the initiative complements existing programs such as the MSME program and the National Investment Policy. As the initiative moves forward, the HTCIP is expected to expand opportunities for Heritage Turks and Caicos Islanders, stimulate investment in underdeveloped areas, and support a more inclusive and resilient economy.
Thank you so much, Danae. And the Office of the Deputy Governor of the Turks and Caicos Islands is pleased to announce the appointment of Alexandria Mizik as the new Permanent Secretary in the Office of the Premier and Public Policy. Mizik holds a Bachelor of Laws with honors from Nottingham Trent University, a Master of Business Administration and a Diploma from Imperial College, a Postgraduate Diploma in Legal Practice from the University of Law in London, and a Certificate in Regulation, Theory, Strategy and Practice from the London School of Economics. Mizik has extensive experience in legal and compliance roles. She served as the Director of Legal Services and Compliance at Fortis TCI, now Pelican Energy, managing legal functions, corporate governance, and insurance while ensuring compliance with laws. She previously held dual roles as Manager of Human Resources and Manager of Compliance and Legal Services at Scotiabank Turks and Caicos. Earlier in her career, she was the Company Secretary and Legal Officer at TCI Bank Limited, where she established a corporate secretariat and supported the bank during its provisional liquidation. She joined the Turks and Caicos Islands Public Service in July of 2025 as the permanent secretary responsible for the National Lands Secretariat, which carries dual reporting responsibilities to both the governor and the premier. Mizik succeeds Shania Thomas-Bean, who served the TCI government for 11 years in various capacities, this including deputy secretary in the Ministry of Finance, Investment and Trade, and Permanent Secretary in the Office of the Premier. In Alex's new role, she will hold oversight of the Office of the Premier while continuing to lead the National Lands Secretariat, which means dual reporting responsibilities to the Premier. She will also continue to guide the redevelopment of the Crown Land Policy and the restructuring of the National Lands Division. Congratulations on your new appointment, Alex, and thank you so much to former Permanent Secretary Thomas Bean for your invaluable service to the Turks and Caicos Islands Public Service. That was Local News Regional is up next. The Guyana Civil Aviation Authority has secured 6 new air services agreements with Panama, St. Martin, Uganda, Ecuador, Liberia, and Kenya, further strengthening Guyana's air connectivity across Latin America and Africa. The agreements were finalized during the 17th ICAO Air Services Negotiation Event held in Punta Cana from November 10th through the 14th, 2025. The new agreements provide the legal framework for airlines to expand routes to Guyana, boost trade, and support economic growth. With these additions, Guyana now has bilateral and multilateral air services arrangements with over 60 countries. Minister of Public Utilities and Aviation, Deodat Indar, said the agreements are critical to advancing the country's aviation sector. On the sidelines of ICANN 2025, the Guyana Civil Aviation Authority also signed technical cooperation memoranda of understanding with Cabo Verde and the Dominican Republic. While non-binding, these MOUs lay the groundwork for collaboration on aviation safety, regulatory oversight, training, system development, and modernization. The Guyana Civil Aviation Authority said the agreements reflect Guyana's ongoing commitment to enhancing air transport services, trade, and economic development, signaling a major step in the country's vision to developing the Chedraui-Jagan International Airport, a strategic hub in the Americas and beyond. Now, Trailer Bridge, the U.S.-based operator of a barge that ran aground in the Abaco Islands of the Bahamas earlier this month and was looted, explained in a First Coast News article that only 11 of the 192 shipping containers on the barge were left unopened, with the value of the cargo of each container ranging between $50,000 and $200,000, according to a maritime lawyer. The article explained that Trailer Bridge is funding a cleanup of the area where the barge ran aground on a reef. The barge ran aground after its tugboat suffered a mechanical failure and the connected tow line snapped. The First Coast News article explained that while some of the containers held goods destined for retailers in Puerto Rico, others held the personal effects of people who were moving to the island. The Nassau Guardian reported last week that police charged three men in relation to the barge looting incident. Prosecutors allege that Darren Lightborn and Faisal McIntosh stole appliances and electronics valued at $500,000 from the barge. Meanwhile, Moselle Smith was also charged with receiving stolen appliances. They all pled not guilty when they appeared before Assistant Chief Magistrate Anchela Evans at the Marsh Harbor Magistrates Court. Bail was set at $30,000 each for Lightborn and McIntosh, and Smith's bail was set at $7,000. Photos and videos from the grounded barge showed many boats and many people looting the containers that were aboard. That was Regional News. World News is up next. A Thai court has issued an arrest warrant for Jakapong and Jakrajut Atip, a co-owner of the Miss Universe organization, for allegedly failing to appear in a fraud case hearing. The warrant was issued after she missed a court appearance on November 25th, after which the court deemed her a flight risk. The charges are related to a fraud case from 2023 involving the alleged defrauding of an investor out of over 30 million baht, approximately $930,000, through corporate bonds. She had previously been charged and released on bail in 2023 for this case. Her company, JKN Global Group, has been facing financial difficulties, having defaulted on investor payments in 2023 and entering debt rehabilitation in 2024. The company's shares were also delisted from the Stock Exchange of Thailand after it was found to have falsified financial statements. Now, two National Guard members from West Virginia were in critical condition on Wednesday after an unidentified man raised his arm and opened fire on them in an apparent targeted shooting near the White House. The Guard members were a woman and a man, according to a law enforcement official briefed on the situation, and both were being treated at local hospitals. The unidentified suspect rounded a corner, raised his arm with the weapon, and opened fire at about 2:15 p.m., according to MPD Executive Assistant Chief Jeffrey Carroll. The suspect was in custody after being subdued by other guard members nearby. The unidentified male suspect was also in critical condition. And today, November 27th, is the actual day celebrated as Thanksgiving in America. Thanksgiving is celebrated annually in the United States on the fourth Thursday of November. It originated as a harvest festival where families and friends gather to give thanks for the year's blessings. Traditional celebrations include a festive meal featuring turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. In addition to feasting, many communities hold parades, football games, and volunteer events to support those in need. Thanksgiving remains a significant cultural holiday, emphasizing gratitude, togetherness, and generosity. Happy Thanksgiving. That was World News. Sports is up next. Food and football. That's what Thanksgiving is all about. The NFL has hosted games on the annual November holiday since the 1920s, and the Detroit Lions and Dallas Cowboys are the two traditional teams involved in the afternoon games every year. It all started back in 1934. The Lions were a brand new team struggling to fill their stadium. So the owner, George Richards, came up with a brilliant idea. Host a game on Thanksgiving Day and broadcast it nationwide on his radio network. Detroit sold out that first game and the tradition stuck. Fast forward to 1966, Dallas wanted in. The Cowboys were still building their fan base, and general manager Tex Schramm figured a Thanksgiving game would put America's team on the map. Well, he was right. The ratings soared, and outside of a couple years in the 1970s, Dallas has been a Thanksgiving mainstay ever since. So now every year, Detroit Lions kick things off early, Dallas Cowboys takes the late afternoon spot, and since 2006, the NFL has added a primetime game to make it a full day of football feasting from sunup to lights out. This year's slate has two great divisional matchups, the Detroit Lions hosting the Green Bay Packers in an NFC North showdown, while Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens will host the Cincinnati Bengals in the nightcap, with Joe Burrow expected to make his long-awaited return from injury. In the middle of the game, Patrick Mahomes will make his Thanksgiving Day debut as he returns home to Texas with the Kansas City Chiefs to take on the Dallas Cowboys. The Thanksgiving Day games have also brought iconic voices into our living rooms for much of our lives and made them synonymous with Thanksgiving Day. That was sports. Let's take a look at the weather. Extended forecast, the ridge of high pressure will keep the weather mostly stable and breezy through Thursday. By Friday night, expect a cold front moving southward, reaching near the Turks and Caicos Islands, then weakening and diminishing by Saturday night. Thursday's forecast, isolated showers possible, mostly sunny skies with a high near 86. Thursday night, fair conditions with a low around 76. Winds are easterly at 10 to 20 knots. Seas are 2 to 4 feet in the Caicos Bank, 4 to 6 feet in the Atlantic. Sunset was at 5:04 p.m. and your next low tide at 7:32 p.m. Friday's forecast, isolated showers possible, partly sunny skies with a high near 85. Friday night, mostly fair conditions with a low around 75. Winds are easterly at 10 to 15 knots, shifting northeast to east in the evening. Seas are 2 to 4 feet in the Caicos Bank, 3 to 5 feet in the Atlantic. Sunrise will be at 6:08 a.m., sunset at 5:04 p.m. High tide at 1:26 a.m. and 2:03 p.m., low tide at 7:38 a.m. and 8:24 p.m. Saturday's forecast, a low 20 to 30% chance of widely scattered showers in the afternoon, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 84. Saturday night, a medium 40 to 50% chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 75. Winds are northeast to the east at 10 to 20 knots. Seas are 2 to 4 feet in the Caicos Bank, 4 to 6 feet in the Atlantic. Sunrise will be at 6:09 a.m., sunset at 5:04 p.m. High tide on Saturday, 2:32 a.m. and 3:01 p.m., low tide at 8:48 a.m. and 9:19 p.m. Sunday's forecast, a medium 50 to 60% chance of scattered showers, a mix of sun and clouds, a high near 82. Sunday night, a medium 40 to 50% chance of showers, partly cloudy skies with a low around 73. Winds are northeast to the east 10 to 20 knots. Seas are 2 to 4 feet in the Caicos Bank, 4 to 7 feet in the Atlantic. Sunrise on Sunday at 6:10 a.m., sunset at 5:04 p.m. High tide at 3:39 a.m. and 4:01 p.m. Low tide at 10:01 a.m. and 10:14 p.m. For your tropical weather outlook, tropical cyclone activity is not expected during the next 7 days. That was a look at your weather forecast. And listeners, that was a look at the news today. If you missed today's presentation, any other newscast, or any one of your favorite shows, you can always visit our website at www.rtc89fm.com or download the Radio Turks and Caicos app in the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Turks and Caicos, thanks so much for tuning in to the Nation Station. Stay safe. Have a wonderful weekend. God's willing, I'll be back on Monday. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Soya Fassler. Your afternoon news major is sponsored by CG Insurance. Nothing is more important than keeping you and your family protected. With CG's home insurance, motor insurance, and health insurance, we provide the right coverage for you, your family, or your business. CG Insurance. Good. Like that.